once again, we are gathered around the old radio set, computer, present-day 21st century radio set. Little fireside chat here, hopefully. Hopefully each and every one of you has had a good day, wherever you may be. You've enjoyed a nice dinner, or you're just about to have a dinner. That we are, as a nation, starting to move forward together. As I watch my computer each day, I see more and more people joining in to the activities of involving themselves in this Republican form of government, and not just at the national level, the local level, and that's the key. Tonight you're listening to another edition of Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. You're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and paper, and enjoy another rendition of this show. And always I insist, or I invite, I appreciate your input to the show. If you have someone who might be an outstanding guest, then write me at my website, frostywooldridge.com, or frostywoo@juno.com, and I would love to get that guest on the show so that they bring more dynamics to you. Some of the exciting things that have happened here in Colorado are also happening around the country. Oklahoma has passed one of the most stringent anti-illegal alien immigration laws. Georgia has done the same with leadership from D.A. King. I was on the Dan Howard show just last night interviewing, also on the political cesspool with James. More and more talk radios making a great impact. For those of you who would like to get involved, I certainly hope that you do, because Senate Bill 1348 is now moving through the Senate. It is the most destructive, the most malignant, the most insidious, and the most hideous bill to come through in well over 40 years since the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. And certainly its piggyback of 1986, and now it's going to be more of the same and worse than the same. So please join us with patriotunion.org. Take action at that website, patriotunion.org, firecoalition.com, wehirealiens.com, definitely numbersusa.com, thesocialcontract.com, fairfairus.com. Org, Alipac, that's Alipac.us, carryingcapacity.org, balance.org. And for those of you who would like to get one of those fantastic T-shirts, go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us and send in your check or money order for 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. I've still got probably 250 of those T-shirts. $15 will get you the entire T-shirt with the mailing of it, and you have a great souvenir. It's quite attractive, and it also makes a great statement. And state your size, and I'll get that out to you immediately with also a bunch of other information that will really help you become part of the solution and part of the action. And also, please go to newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rents.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, americanchronicle.com for my biweekly columns that really educate and inspire, hopefully, and also give you a place to take action. The key here is taking action. The key is to make a difference. And that's the part of a constitutional republic that really makes it work. And tonight we're going to have a fantastic guest who has taken action at the local level, and he's going to show you how to take action. And, of course, we'd love to have your questions as the hour goes along. And those questions you can bring in at 1-800 at the bottom of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. You're again listening to Connecting the Dots. It's a mellow June evening. It's a pleasure to be with you, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks for Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Bad and the ugly. Again, of course, Clint Eastwood leads off this show because we do talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. And of course, the good thing is you have a chance to make a pledge to Republic Broadcasting that brings you all of this outstanding information and certainly all these top-notch folks that are just like you. I mean, we're just neighbors around the block who'll be talking and enlightening and making things happen. So those of you who would like, just remember that tonight, Ron Paul and the Republican debate on CNN, that'll be 6 p.m. Central Time, also available at www.cnn.com. Ron Paul really is making some big impact up there because he's talking about what people are talking about. Also, there's still the pledge drive on, so call 1-800-724-2719, extension 116, and donate via PayPal at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can do it that way, or send your contributions to or donations to Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The new address, let me get this corrected real quick. The new address is 2251. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And also available, of course, from a Republic Broadcasting Network is Freedom to Fascism DVD. It's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And again, you can get to that of that site, of the new address, of course, that I've just said, and I want to say it again, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, you can get to PayPal with the www.republicbroadcasting.org. This is still the pledge drive. This station, of course, really works to bring you top-notch programming, the issues that affect you here in America, and certainly, one of my good friends, which I think you're all enjoying right now, what we're thinking about with Ken Ludwig on the Ken Ludwig Show there, what we're thinking about on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at this same time slot. He's doing some great work there. I think you'll all enjoy him. I do each week. We have powwows and talk about everything under the sun. I hope you enjoyed the last week's interview. That was a lot of fun to do that and share that, the quantum field and the playground of God and all the things that you can do and your intentions into that quantum field. So enjoy it and be a part of it. And so thank you very much and really appreciate those pledges that you bring into Republic Broadcasting. Now, we have a very special guest this evening. In fact, he's a friend of mine. We've been working together for quite a few years now. We discuss and we work on and we get together on just about everything that has to do here in Colorado with the crisis of immigration, both legal and illegal, the overpopulation crisis. We try to educate, and this individual is one of my mentors because he is the head of Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform, that's CAIRCO.org. One of the things that CAIRCO has done has become part of what Arizona started with Prop 200, in which the great state of Georgia has really modified and even made stronger, and then the great state of Oklahoma has even brought even into sharper focus. And just this last week, I'm going to let him talk about it, but he was instrumental in changing the course of history here in Colorado, and that means that each and every one of you can change the course of history in your state. And so tonight we welcome the president, the director, the man who makes everything happen at the Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform, a dear friend of mine, Stan Weeks. Welcome to the show tonight, Stan.
Good evening, Frosty.
Well, sir, you've been on a whole bunch of radio shows here lately. Could you just tell the audience of how powerful it is, talk radio, and what just a couple people can do to change the course of history right there in each state, because we're talking states' rights here.
Well, certainly one of the things that everybody needs to understand is perseverance furthers. If you stay with some things, you would be amazed. Let me give you a quick rundown on the history. We have a situation in Colorado where, due to the efforts of many individuals, we were attempting to place an initiative on the ballot a year and a half ago, when it was challenged and subsequently was struck down by the state Supreme Court. The governor then called a special session of the legislature, and we had a series of bills passed through that have been operating with varying degrees of success on the local level. One of those, of course, was 1023, HBO 6S 1023, which had to do with cutting services to illegals. And one of the key documents in every state, but in Colorado in particular, is a driver's license. Well, during the course of this last legislative session, 2007, the Homeless Coalition had decided that they wanted to lower the threshold for the requirements to get the driver's license so that their stakeholders could, in fact, actually slide into the systems to get services that range from getting in shelters all the way through all the different social services that are offered. And they presented this in court back in December of 06 and actually obtained a temporary injunction out of Denver District Court, and that led to some of the rule changes. And we had kind of thought that was taken care of, but they seemed to want to push it a little further. And, you know, you have to take people at their word. They said it wasn't about illegals, but as it progressed, it appeared to me quite convincingly that there was an effort to lower the threshold specifically for illegals.
One of the things that really mystifies me is, again, here in Colorado, we have quite a terrible problem with illegal aliens. They cost the state taxpayers about $1 billion a year. over $650 million in education fees, $20 million plus in prison fees, over $38 million alone just in fees for anchor babies and medical costs. Why is it that some of these people would have even put this bill, 1313, up on the desk of the governor to undermine the right of the sanctity of your identification? I'm just curious why that went ahead here in Colorado.
Well, the real possibility of folks being excluded in the requirements of the paperwork involved in obtaining a driver's license is going to be notched up in each and every state. In Colorado, the former director of the Department of Revenue, DMV, Ms. Michael Cook, who did a fine job of making sure that we had a strong identification system, had actually gone to the point of excluding passports as being used, and that resulted in quite a number of calls to the legislators complaining from probably citizens who were negligent in their duty of keeping accurate paperwork on hand, i.e. birth certificates with the raised seal and so forth. The Homeless Coalition felt that there was an opportunity to introduce that type of statutory control over it, and ultimately what ended up happening was it passed party line in the Senate, 20 to 15 Democrats, and about 70% in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tried to raise this issue, and of course the prevailing thought was that, well, we've got more problems with this, so we better do something about it. Well, as it turned out to be a constitutional issue with the statutes actually invading on the executive department's ability through their rulemaking process to determine those things. And so the governor last Friday ultimately vetoed 1313. It had gone through several variations through a variety of talk show hosts, Peter Boyles in particular, Mike Rosen, and various other shows around the state, and certainly the efforts of Governor Lamb and Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. The governor was persuaded to veto the bill, and I've been doing some checking yesterday and today to see, in fact, what the new rulemaking process looks like, and it appears to me that we've got a pretty solid situation. What's driving much of this, of course, is, and most people won't even notice the difference if they're in states like Colorado, is the Real ID Act. It simply consists of five items that are pretty well known to everybody. If people are worried about this, I would certainly persuade them that this information is already available in many states. I think there's 34 states that are probably fairly well in compliance with this. Don't quote me on that number, but there seems to be a driving force of identification. It came out of the 9/11 Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly know what it takes. In fact, one of Governor Lamb's quotes during this process was, "A driver's license in the hands of a terrorist is equivalent of a machine gun." And so we know that ID is how many of the illegals are getting into our systems, our services, our jobs, and so forth. There's estimates in Boulder, which is where I'm located, that 90% of the kitchen help is running phony papers. So it's evident that we've got to pay attention to that. I resent the hell out of having to notch up our ID system and all the other things, including employment documents and all that, because of this. But I see no other way of getting the problem solved than to identify these folks, and it's ground zero in the state of Colorado recently.
Well, there's no question that the citizens of Colorado were spared this kind of third world corruption, because we all know that there is an extraordinary ID theft, ID forgery mechanisms going on here, certainly in Colorado, but all over the United States right now, into the millions of dollars, because there are so many millions of illegal aliens in the country. What did specifically, after we get back from this commercial break, what did we do specifically here to defeat something that looked like it was a sure bet? Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Connecting the Dots with Stan Weeks, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and we are talking with Stan Weeks, the director of CARECO here in Colorado, the Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform. Stan, what would you call some of the three main points of why this very abusive bill that would have allowed illegal aliens to gain any and all kinds of ID here, legal ID in the state of Colorado? I think some of it said if they had a water bill paid or a rent check, they could get a driver's license and legal ID, which of course would have allowed them to get on any plane, to get into any kind of a situation that of course could have been horrifically damaging to the American public. Certainly, as found out with just the recent situations at the Kennedy Airport with several of these people out there trying to blow the place up. What was the great success story here? I know Peter Boyle's and the talk radio show was just outstanding, but what else helped Peter to get this thing knocked down?
Well, the Attorney General gave the governor some information, which we're not privy to, his client relationship there, but the Secretary of State, Mike Kaufman, gave the governor certainly a number of recommendations on what needed to change. And it turns out, of course, that the 1313 bill contained references, secondary documents to such things as unfiled tax returns that you could download, fill in, and turn in as a secondary document. It opened the doors to the use of insurance and medical records that were unverifiable. I said on Mr. Boyle's show a number of times that you could actually use your fourth grade report card as a secondary document. And so with the threshold lowered that far down, we faced a situation where, in all likelihood, the counterfeiter prices would have dropped because it would have been so easy to produce these unverifiable documents. And one of the other items that came up in this whole discussion was the fact that there is a deadline coming up this fall, 1st of October, for all the states to have in place their plans to get an extension on the implementation of the Real ID. And as this timetable comes forward, by this law being in statute rather than through the rulemaking process in the executive branch, we would face the possibility of having to have a special session to change this legislation. So the governor very wisely vetoed it. The examination of the rulemaking process that is currently underway, all those documents are just starting to come in, and we're looking at those. And so hopefully we're going to have a system that will allow us to guarantee that, to the best of a human's ability, that we're going to have a solid identification. Now, the reason that's so critical and the reason that I would encourage everyone to look at their own individual state's documentation is that many of the services that are granted to residents of states require identification. And the federal government has a certain level. Now, in Colorado, we have a little added incentive in that the special session produced several of these laws, which enable us to bring that down to a state level. But they are indeed federal laws that have been just codified in the Colorado statutes. And what I'm encouraging everyone to do on their local level is certainly check on the compliance of these laws. Now, we have one in Colorado, 1023, which was the heart of the initiative that got bounced by the Supreme Court, that basically qualifies people with a three-point verification process. They have to show a driver's license or a photo ID, which goes through DMV, or a tribal card or a military card. And what that allows them to do then is get such things as a $100 rebate on a low flush toilet. That's actually part of the application now. The affidavit that they have to sign in addition to the driver's license, and then there's a check with the SAVE program, which qualifies them to be legally in the country. And this, even in the city of Fort Collins, there's which is not a huge city, but there's 50 services which have that process attached to them now. So there's an opportunity for everybody to check. And one of the things that I'm working on right now is a project called Operation ComCheck. And what it is, it's a check with the various mid and upper managements of the city and county governments to see if, in fact, they are in compliance with the law. Now, in this case, it's state law, but certainly it could be checked on for federal law to make sure that these folks are actually in the country legally and that they have the proper identification. Many of the folks, we had one up in Longmont, just a few miles from Boulder here last week, or perhaps it was the week before, where a 23-year-old custodial employee from a company in Denver had actually obtained the master keys to City Hall and also the police department and a number of the internal doors of the police department. And he turned out to be giving a variety of birth dates, and I think he was carrying four false identification sets. So we know that that's really one of the key elements, and certainly I encourage everyone to look into their ID systems in their individual states and monitor that. It's a real dry subject. Believe me, I can see people glaze over when I start talking about it. But it's a critical, critical, critical subject.
Well, I certainly agree that it is critical because, ladies and gentlemen, the kinds of false identification or certainly the forgery of identification has gotten quite a few people killed here in the state of Colorado. And if you've been checking on email and certainly all of the information, whether it's Heather McDonald showing that 95% of all warrants in the Los Angeles area are made out to illegal aliens, you can imagine that all the kinds of felony crimes here in Colorado, well over $20 million, is spent each year for illegal aliens convicted, incarcerated in our prisons, and all the other problems that they're really committing. We'll be right back with Stan Weeks. For you who want to call in with questions, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Gentlemen, you are listening to, of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Clint Eastwood riding across those plains and really doing what he did best back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even into this 21st century. Clint Eastwood, of course, an icon. And back in 1974, he was standing there at the Celebrity Ski Contest in Winter Park, not Winter Park, but Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And as a brash young man, I walked up and I just said, "How you doing, Clint? Frosty Wooldridge. I just love your movies, Rawhide, and all the other things, and thanks for all the entertainment. Just always a pleasure." And he said, "Well, thank you." And I said, "Well, watch out. Make sure you have some good protection from the sun. Back then we used zinc oxide and keep your nose pretty well squared away." And, you know, he was just a nice guy, and it was forever a treat for me to have shaken hands with Clint Eastwood. I know he doesn't remember me. But I remember him, of course, and remember all the great movies he's put out there. He was a man that did it his way, certainly became a producer and became a director and, of course, a star in so many great movies that have really created quite the myth of the legends of the West and certainly Dirty Harry and you name it. And today, of course, I just love the theme song, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, because, as you can imagine, that's what this country faces right now. Now, one of the things we're talking about this evening is the fact that Colorado, enough individuals, because of Peter Boyles, because of Stan Weeks, because of Fred Elbel, because of other people like Don McKee, Tom Martino, certainly Greg Hollenbeck, and some of the other folks, Jerry Corsi, and many others who really came on board and talked on the radio, stood up, wrote columns, that this very bad bill was defeated. And that's the power of the Republican form of government. And that's what makes this country so successful. And hopefully it's going to bleed off into the coming consequence, or the worst bill in front of the U.S. Senate and certainly the Congress in this century, and that's the Senate Bill 1348. I know you know so much about the local level, Stan. Can you give the listeners out there some of the things that they can do at the local level that might affect the national level as far as this horrific immigration bill that's going to add, according to Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, in excess of 103 million people by 2027, which is only 20 years from now. And folks, if you have any questions of Stan and you want to get something clarified, please call in at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll kind of get to those questions before the end of the hour. But if you could you speak on that, Stan, and give listeners out there an avenue where they can take the action or give them some understanding of what we face?
Well, Frosty, right now, what I'm recommending that folks do is vet their local council candidates, city and county commissioner candidates. Now is when a lot of folks are announcing for this race this fall. You're going to find this is the opportunity to get a questionnaire put together. You don't have to be part of a group. You can just put a questionnaire together and find out where they stand on various aspects of the immigration issue and hold their feet to the fire on it. It's important that we start right at the bottom with this. As you might imagine, the Republicans and the Democrats are sort of like social clubs. They're political clubs. And their pecking order advances these folks up through the steps. So you start out in a very local caucus level in many states. You work your way up and you become a precinct director and so forth, and you get to the assembly level, and then you, of course, you go to the state assembly. And in many cases, the legislators are picked from those rising stars on a state level, and then they ultimately end up in the federal branch of the government. So what I'm recommending people do to really put really boiler pressure on these folks is to start calling their local House of Representatives and their local senators and tell them where you stand, because what they're going to do is pass that information up the pecking order. And when the folks in Washington realize that this isn't just being focused on them, that this is coming throughout their party, and really put the heat on the Democrats and the Republicans, because this is not a partisan issue. There are many folks that are willing to step up if they know they have the people's support behind them. And certainly that's what we found in Colorado. What I impressed upon everyone was to call the governor's office, encourage him to veto. And this last weekend, after he did veto it, it was surprising how many people contacted me and said, gosh, we'd never called the governor's office before, and I called him every day, or I called him three times, and it was a very enabling thing. And that isn't always going to be the case. We had a special situation here, but I encourage everyone to start right down at the local level with their local candidates and find out where they stand and make sure that you support the people that have the immigration issue as their top subject.
That's outstanding, and that's the local level, and that's the action at the local level. We have Richard from Alabama with a question. The great state of Alabama, which I visited last summer, right there, spoke on the Capitol steps of Montgomery. And, of course, just enjoyed ourselves with a great hospitality there. Richard, you have a question or a comment for our guest this evening?
Yeah. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
And yes, sir.
Now, all of the other nations, not the white nations, but the dark nations, have a paternity-based citizenship system, and they have racial limits on who they will naturalize. And like, for instance, you can't move to an African country and get citizenship there unless you are black. And that's
true. Do you have some examples of that? I didn't know that, but I so I couldn't speak to it. But do you have any examples?
Well, the Indians, the black Indians who were brought to Kenya by the British,
mm-hmm.
were kicked out, and they were kicked out of Uganda also. They kicked them out. Even though they'd been there several generations, they were expelled because they were not African.
Hmm. Wow. Well,
that's true of most countries. Like, you can't just move into India and get naturalized. You have to have some racial ancestry, some way to trace your paternity back to somebody from India. Same for China.
That doesn't apply to the United States, because the United States says every you know, every race, creed, and color. So do you have a comment?
That's right. We don't believe in doing to others as you would have others doing to you. We give away our neighbor's front yard and backyard and give away the street in front of our neighbor's house, and we think that we're generous because we're giving away somebody else's home and somebody else's safety and somebody else's job.
Well, I recently interviewed with a German reporter, and it was quite fascinating. I did some homework, and, of course, one of the things you always do is compare terminology, and we found that in many situations around the world that the terminology is the same. If you look for undocumented worker, you won't find that in the vocabulary. Illegal alien is in many countries' vocabularies.
Mm-hmm.
What she was most surprised about was the Americans' consideration about identification, because in Germany, of all of Europe, you basically produce a proof of residency, a proof of legal status upon demand. And one thing that was really quite surprising was that in Germany, just because you're born on German soil doesn't mean that you're automatically a citizen. And that's another issue that we're going to have to face here in the United States, is the 14th Amendment and its application as it's been applied. So mm-hmm. I think when you get into the multinational, you can look at Australia, you can look at certainly what's happening in Brussels and in various locations there. Even the Irish recently have tightened up their immigration laws. And I think
anchor baby laws, for sure. They're the last European Union to stop it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of countries that are facing this multicultural, political correct philosophy that they've tried for, in some cases, probably several decades or more, and they're starting to realize the downside to it. So we need to take lessons from them. The other thing that the Germans do that was quite fascinating was that the federal government sets the immigration law, but the states actually do the individual enforcement. And I think we could perhaps take that as a lesson, because certainly those folks at the local level, certainly our local Leos, our folks that are driving the streets in the middle of the night, they know the communities better than anybody. So if we could somehow persuade the powers to be to enable the local officials to handle some of the immigration, we'd find that it would be a much more workable situation.
Well, Richard, there's no question that the different countries have their different laws and statutes, and obviously here in the United States, certainly for the last 6 years, we have not had any statutes, any laws enforced or administered by this Congress and or this president, and it's just a matter of time. The consequences are continuing to grow. Thanks for calling us, Richard. We appreciate it.
The point is the U.N. makes those rules.
Well, there's no question the U.N. has a whole lot of, power going on, but it only has the power that we allow it. And as I've said many times before, when you have an electorate that only 50% of American citizens that are potential voters even register to vote and vote, and then you have 90% of them don't vote in local elections, you then have an abrogation of a responsibility that then goes up to those few that do get involved, and so we all pay the price. I've got a full board here, so Richard, thanks for calling in from Alabama. Appreciate those comments. We've got Jen from Colorado. Jen, could you tell us where you are from Colorado and your comments to Stan Weeks, please?
I'm calling from Evergreen, Colorado.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I want to thank Stan Weeks for his excellent service to Colorado in helping defeat and having our governor defeat 1313, which was driver's licenses for illegal aliens. And I also want to thank you, Frosty, for your patriotism, because we in Colorado have to join together and really stop what's going on with the illegal alien invasion. And I would encourage all your listeners to also work on Senate Bill 1348. We have to stop that because it is amnesty and there's no doubt about it.
Thank you very much, and you're right on the money, and thank you. And Stan, of course, has worked tirelessly, and I think just a host of Coloradans have taken extraordinary measures. Of course, Jan Herron and Dr. Bill Herron up in Evergreen also. We've had Peter Boyles. We've got Gregory Hollenbeck. We've got Jim Corsi. Really a host of Coloradans have really made this thing possible. We really appreciate your thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good evening. We also have Dean from Oklahoma. Dean, you have a comment for Stan Weeks and or a question, sir.
Yes, I do, Frosty. Stan, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has an interest in changing the 14th Amendment to stop the anchor babies problem.
Yes,
he
I
needs
read that.
He needs to be supported and cultivated by everybody that concerned.
He really does. Which legislator is he from Oklahoma? Is he the senator or the House?
He's the senator, junior senator from Oklahoma.
Junior, and his full name is Coburn. First
Tom Coburn. He's a good man.
Yes, I read about his efforts, and of course, there's so much comes across. What part of? I mean, the bill has been introduced. Do you have the number of that?
Oh,
bill?
No, I'm sorry. He's expressed an interest, Frosty. And introducing a bill.
Oh, he's expressed an interest.
So that's why we need to support him to get the ball rolling.
Well, we sure do. Now, there is a bill, House Bill, H.R. 698 by Nathan Deal, a man I met down there in Georgia who's in South Georgia, who brought that bill up in the House about 2 to 3 years ago. And now if we can have a senator, such as Senator Coburn, to bring this thing up in the Senate, we've got a high-impact situation there in the Senate. So definitely would love to see Senator Coburn, certainly from Oklahoma, because you all just passed what I understand to be the greatest and the strongest and the strictest immigration law right there in the state of Oklahoma just
yes,
a week or so
that
ago.
That did happen, yes.
Now, are you already seeing a lot of response to that, like illegal aliens pretty much scattering away from the employment areas because they're now going to be just clamped down on?
Well, I live out in a rural area, far from the urban areas, but yes, I have noticed not so much visibility. They're not so visible as they once were. But the Latino organizations in Tulsa and Oklahoma City are highly organized,
oh, yeah,
and they are being well-financed, and they are moving to... Well, shall we say, cut us off at the pass.
Oh, of course they are.
Okay, sure. Congratulations for your hard work down there.
Thank you, Stan.
Really good.
And I appreciate what you and Frosty are doing.
Well, thank you, Dean. Appreciate it. And we will definitely tout Senator Coburn's efforts there right there in Oklahoma.
I appreciate it greatly.
We will do that in the future. We're all in this together. Dean, thank you very much. Appreciate Oklahoma. And thank you for your action there, and thank you, Senator Coburn, and we will back him as much as possible. And as Jan Herron said from Colorado, the key is that we move up from the local level and push at the national level. I hope that every one of you goes to numbersusa.com. There's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be a national call-in. And if you go to numbersusa.com, join up real quick. You can call in and be part of one of the greatest party lines. There are 350,000 members, and I hope you may become 350,000 first. But definitely call in, become a part of the Numbers USA website and the entire family of Numbers USA, because it is a powerful 350,000 folks, grandmas, grandpas, college kids, high school kids, anybody over the age of 18, moms and dads, divorcees. You name it, they're all joining, and I have joined and been a member, and I can tell you, I know Roy Beck. If any of you want to see his Immigration by the Numbers, a DVD. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you want me to come and speak at your high school, at your college, at your civic group, I'll be speaking on the 15th here to 150 ladies here in Denver, Colorado. Last week, I spoke in front of the IB International Baccalaureate and valedictorians, 270 of them down in Denver. a tremendous amount of response. So get in on that phone call tomorrow, Wednesday at noon, where you are. It's Central Time, Eastern Standard Time, Mountain Time, and Pacific Time. Go to the website, numbersusa.com, and you'll become part of this tremendous call-in to do everything we can to stop Senate Bill 1348. This giveaway, as you have seen, I wrote about it on the newswithviews.com last week, was called Treachery Against American Civilization. Also this week, Jan Heron and I co-wrote a piece called The Religious Racketeers. You can see that on Magic Morning Star newspaper publishing site. You can also see it on quite a few other sites, American Chronicle, certainly on newswithviews.com. Jan Heron and I really nailed the Catholic Church, and it's helping and aiding and abetting of illegal aliens. So go to Magic Morning Star and check out that article, or News with Views. Jan Heron and I really nailed it, and thanks for your support on that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Stan Weeks. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Talking to Stan Weeks, and we're talking about connecting the dots. And there's a chance tomorrow that you're going to be a part of 375,000 activists that are going to be on this call. And just before we get back to Stan Weeks, the toll number, get that number and that pencil and paper out. The toll number for this, it's Wednesday, June the 6th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Mountain, and 11 a.m. on Pacific Time. Call 1-866-6255. That's toll-free, 1-866-701-5291, and enter the password 333-2361. And during this half-hour call, there's going to be 375,000 people invited on this thing, and you're going to hear President Roy Beck, presidential candidate Tom Tancredo, my favorite, and Numbers USA Director of Government Relations Rosemary Jinks, and several others. And they're going to be really giving you how to stop the Senate immigration disaster in its tracks. Would love to have you participate in this virtual rally conference call. Again, 1-866-701-5291, and enter the passcode 333-2361. Just for a follow-up, Stan, could you just give folks any more information? Certainly go to the careco.org website and get, if they want, just write into you and get the CareCo news releases each week. So they, anybody that's not sure about what to do, they can just help get something happening in their own state to get more and more of this critical mass of which you're a part of and you're a driving part of it to create that tipping point that changes history for the betterment of all of not only humanity, but the United States of America.
Well, certainly the CareCo website, CAIRCO.org. Fred Elbels put some fine information up there on 1348. He has the bill as well as a variety of articles, and Senator Sessions' 20 points on the current legislation. And he has put together a really excellent set of issues and information and legal and various perspectives that I think anybody in any state would have the opportunity to learn a lot from. That's CAIRCO.org. And you can register for our alerts as well as contact me if you'd like some additional information on any assistance with the legislators in your home states to work on the ID issue. It's critical that everybody pay attention to how the system works. They're scamming us every which direction with identification, and that needs to be looked at in each and every state. And with the Real ID Act coming, it certainly is going to be a prevalent item of discussion in your local towns.
Well, it certainly is, Dan. And, of course, the scam job reaches into all of our pocketbooks because every time they get themselves embedded into the United States of America, they get to tap into welfare, assisted housing, food stamps, free breakfast and free lunches, of course, for their children in our schools, free vaccinations. We medicate them, we incarcerate them, and of course, they take advantage of every aspect of what we've built in this country. And, of course, the Mexican officials down there, whether it's Calderon or any of them, are laughing their heads off, and we're paying the bills. So there's nothing free, and the American taxpayer is paying the freight on this one. And so, truly, thank you for all of your work and helping to defeat 1313 in the state of Colorado. And, folks, go to Stan Weeks. Go to that website. He's the director. He makes things happen. He doesn't just talk. He makes things happen. So you can become a part of that. And please call in at 1-866-701-5291, and the passcode is 333-2361, and become a part of this virtual reality rally call, and you'll hear some of the great speakers out there.
Thank you, Frosty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Stan. Have a great evening. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and remember this, that all your actions count. And that no man in the wrong can stand up against the man in the right that keeps on a-coming. That's Captain McDonald, the Texas Rangers. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for listening to Connecting the Dots tonight. Pleasure and an honor. God bless and Godspeed.
A message for all.